Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of the Concrete Podcast. Today we have two guests, Dolce Brito and Jessica Bell, who are here to talk about a lawsuit filed on behalf of 14 inmates at a Florida prison, which accuses the male staff and correctional officers at the prison of sexual assault and rape over a number of years. Dolce and Jess claim to know the women in this lawsuit personally, and what's interesting is they're not backing up these women's claims, but instead they're defending the male prison staff and the Bureau of Prisons. So this podcast is loaded with mind-blowing stories. I really enjoyed it, and I hope you do too. Enjoy the show. Hello, ladies. Welcome to the podcast. Thank you for coming out here and doing this today. Do you guys want to introduce yourselves? Tell me a little bit about what your name is and just give us a little introduction to who you are.
So I'm Jessie, and I live in Mayaca City, and I just got out of prison about like 9 months ago. I went to prison for conspiracy to distribute meth. It's like 18 pounds altogether, like in the case.
Wow.
I work at a dairy now. Yeah, waiting to go to school in August for marine mechanics.
Very awesome. Cool. How about yourself?
My name is Dulce. I live in Zephyr Hills, Florida. I went to prison for trafficking methamphetamine across the Mexican border. I was in there for 3 years at Coleman. And now I'm a server at Fresh Country Cafe.
Okay, cool. How did you guys know each other?
Prison.
Yeah.
You guys met in prison. And what prison did you guys go to?
Coleman.
Coleman, wow. That's like one of the biggest prisons in the country, isn't it?
It is. It's like 3 square miles, like a little over 2,200 acres.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Now, I know one of the main reasons that you guys are in here today is to talk about an article that came out in the Miami Herald that you guys are both very familiar with, right?
Yes.
The title of the article is "Rape is Rampant at This Women's Prison. Anyone Who Complains is Punished," the lawsuit says. And this article was published on December 4th, 2019. And what's really interesting about this article, basically the premise of the article is there's a bunch of female inmates at Coleman that are accusing correctional officers of rape. Is that right?
Right.
And so there's a group of women, so which makes it a class action lawsuit that are suing the Bureau of Prisons. Is that, am I right?
Right.
Okay. And what's interesting is that you girls are here not to jump on the bandwagon accusing the correctional officers of rape. What's extremely interesting is that you guys are here to defend the correctional officers and the Bureau of Prisons from what seems to be a conspiracy by these female inmates to set up the prison guards.
Right. Basically, yeah, kind of, yeah.
That's what you guys are doing, right?
Yeah.
Now, why are you guys doing that? Can you expand on that a little bit?
Like, I know a lot of the girls.
A little bit closer.
I know a lot of the girls, like, in the lawsuit, and they personally, I don't know if you guys heard about the lawsuit of that the female officers did against the Bureau of Prisons.
You're talking about 2017 when there was over 500 female officers.
Right.
That did a lawsuit.
They filed a lawsuit basically saying that the male inmates were harassing them,
yes.
Right?
Well, when that thing happened and everybody, like, caught wind of it, like, they wanted to do the same thing. They're like, well, if the officers can do it, like, why can't the inmates?
Right.
So, like...
And that, they got awarded over $20 million, right?
Right. Yeah. Between them.
Who, the women officers?
That's insane.
Yeah, the officers, yeah. And it was, like, a big thing. Like, they made, in welding, they made, like an armor thingy. That they were going to put the women officers in when they did count. But they didn't do it. But they changed our pants and everything. So when that happened, the girls want to do the same thing. They're like, oh, like, if they can do it, why can't we sue? And then a lot of them, they want revenge on the system because they're mad that they're in prison.
Yeah.
So, like, their type of revenge is getting the people that are watching us in prison.
Or it's like a personal vendetta against them.
Like, because they got fired. They want, like, revenge because they got fired off a job.
So how many women are in this current lawsuit?
There's 14.
14 women who are banding together to sue the Bureau of Prisons.
Yes.
Okay. And did you guys personally meet any of those women?
I think I know, like, 12 or 13 out of all 14.
No, all of
really?
Them.
Really?
Yeah. Except for one name I don't recognize in the lawsuit.
No, but if I probably saw a picture of her, like, I probably would know her, but I don't know off name, the last one.
And how well do you know those girls?
I was really close with, I want to say three of them, mm-hmm. about three of them. Yeah.
But we worked with a lot of them, like, every day.
It's tiny. There's only, like, 400 girls in the prison. So everybody knows everybody. Everybody knows your business.
Okay.
How long were you guys locked up for?
4 years.
Four.
I did 33 months.
Okay. Why are you guys here to defend the prisoner, the prison guards? Why defend them? Were they, was there something you saw in there that made you feel like it's wrong that they're doing this?
Well, I know it's wrong because their reasons are wrong. Like, if you were raped, you were raped. Mm-hmm. And, like, that's something that would have been different. But, like, these girls should have came up to me and told me that this was what they were going to do. And they were doing it for either time cut or they wanted, like, a boyfriend or something to get time cut. Or they just wanted revenge. And it's wrong. Like, they used to come up to me and brag about it. So you're bragging about it and you know you're doing it. Some of them are even in relationship with the officers. But now you want to claim rape.
Really?
When there's money involved.
When you say they're in relationships with the officers, what do you mean by that?
Like relationships.
Like genuine relationships, yeah.
Like they want to be together after prison. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Well, wanted to be, because I don't think they do anymore.
And these girls literally told you while you were in there that they would want to set up, that they would eventually want to set up the prison correctional officers? Or?
Yeah. No, they told me they were going to. When I was leaving, they told me they were going to do it. That they wanted to take them down, basically, because they were mad that one of them that were in lawsuit, Amanda, she was mad that she was being harassed. She said because DeCamilla, he was like investigating it, so he was like follow her around because she was like involved in everything. So she said she was feeling harassed, so she was gonna sue him for harassment.
She said what?
That she was feeling harassed by him because he was the investigation person that investigated everything. So if you feel harassed and he's trying to get you to talk to him and you don't want to talk to him, why talk to him later on? Like, if all that was happening.
Right.
And, like, when he would follow us around, it's because, like, we would drop her off to these officers. And she was okay with it. Or we were meeting up somebody to, like, get pastries. Yeah. I'm serious. And she was okay with it. But now, like, she got mad. And now it's rape.
Right. So now she's saying she got raped and it's a big lawsuit.
Yeah.
Now, some of the girls in the lawsuit say that they were, like, cornered. They were cornered in
cafeteria?
In the cafeteria,
no,
yeah.
No, the cafeteria is way too open to be cornered. Maybe in the back, but
a few of them said that they would like work late, like some of the officers would make them work late so they could corner them when nobody was around, or they were like forced into the woods, or like some of them said they had to like suntan naked in front of the correctional officers.
All that is true, but it didn't happen like that. Nobody was forced, nobody was coerced, nobody was threatened, nobody's family was threatened. Like, these women 100% wanted to go in the woods or
really?
Yeah, absolutely.
And you think they're all lying?
I don't think that. I know the majority of them are lying. A majority of them are, not all of them.
Right, maybe there's a couple.
Just
that
a
are
few,
you.
Yeah.
But it is fully illegal for the correctional officers to have any sort of like sexual relationship with an inmate.
Right. Yeah. So there's this thing that they passed in 2003, a law called PREA, and PREA stands for Prison Rape Elimination Act. So it basically states it's like zero tolerance for any kind of sexual misconduct. So anything from a verbal comment to actually having sex is considered rape, whether it's consensual or not.
Right.
Guards. Right.
So technically, it's a perfectly legit lawsuit because it was rape.
Yeah, even but they weren't cornered.
It is, but
or
morally,
like they weren't threatened.
I think morally it's not.
Morally it's not rape?
I think that what the women are doing is it's not right. I think that maybe they...
You think they're exploiting the system or exploiting the laws or the rules?
Right, exactly.
Why? Because they can say anything from just like being talked to, harassed or something falls into that whole that whole category.
Yes. Yeah. Whether it's consensual or not, like it's rape. These guys are hit. Like they're going down.
Now what's happening to these girls or what's going to happen to them now that they've filed that lawsuit, now that they're all going against the prison guards and they're going against the prison, are they going to get sent to like another facility? Are they going to suffer the consequences of doing that? Or what do you think's happening to them right now?
Some of them are home and some of them got shipped. So a lot of them are not at Coleman anymore.
But some of them are still there because I know there was an agreement when all this first started coming out that that the girls wouldn't be shipped. Yeah. So they would talk about it. But before that, yeah, like you just got shipped. Like if
they sent you somewhere else.
Yeah. If there was an investigation and it didn't go anywhere, like they shipped you so it didn't show their negligence.
What would you say the biggest misconception in a woman's prison is? What's the biggest misunderstanding of a woman's prison, being a female prisoner in a big federal prison like that?
I feel like where we were at least, it's not like a prison. I feel like I was at like college.
Girls gone wild.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
College for criminals.
Yeah. Like, I don't feel like I was in prison. So it's like the things that happen there, you wouldn't expect
you would
to happen.
Imagine.
Like what?
The whole sunbathing. Like, we did do that. Yeah. The officers were not around when I did it, at least. And then there's times where, like, we would just drive around all day, listen to music.
Drive around in what?
In vehicles.
On the prison?
Yeah, yeah, like, they gave us keys to cars.
And you could drive around on the prison
on the
property?
Compound, yes. Yeah.
Because the camp is not, like, it's not like a prison at all. There's no fence.
No, you're not fenced in.
It's nothing to see female prisoners walking around, like, doing their job.
Really?
Yeah. So we should, like, drive around.
So girls would just walk around, tan, topless, driving cars.
Wait, not in, like...
bumping music.
Not, like, the camp. It's, like, the camp. So, like, when you're on the camp, no, because, like, they're watching you on the cameras. Yeah. But if you work, like, outside, like, on landscaping, or you worked in facility or something, and or plumbing, and you can have a vehicle, that's what they would do. Hmm. Like, I know one time it was raining, and we were super bored, and we took, like, the gator, and we tied a rope to the back of it, and we got a trash can top, and we just went mudding, and one of us sat on the top, and we just...
And just pulled them behind
it. Yeah, pulled them behind it.
That's
yeah.
sick.
And yeah. we just had, like, we just did things like that, like fun. Yeah. Things like that.
Definitely went mudding all the time.
Yeah.
Is it like that on the male side of the camp
at all? No, they're
locked
down. Well, see, the thing is, like, the whole rape thing, you're only hearing about it with the prisons. But, like, my baby daddy, he's in prison.
Your baby daddy is?
Yeah, at the low. And the same thing happens there, but you don't really hear about it. The same thing with the male officers and the male inmates and the female officers, and you don't hear about it.
They have consensual relationships?
Yeah, and they sleep with each other. Like, he just told me the other day that a female was escorted off the compound.
Because, a correctional officer?
Yeah, because she got caught with an inmate. But, like, nobody hears about that part. You only hear about what's happening at the camp.
What happens to that officer? Like, when
they get suspended.
And I think that's it. Like, all the officers that are listed in the lawsuit, like, they've only been, like, suspended or forced to retire, early retirement.
Yeah. Or they get transferred to another prison to work.
Yeah, I don't think that people work in the prison system are, like, the cream of the crop.
Definitely not.
Yeah. Because you think, I mean, people that don't make it as cops, not the most, doesn't take a very ambitious person to work in the prison system. It seems like a very depressing place to want to work.
Right, because they're in prison too, so.
Yeah.
Right.
And if you see a lot of the officers, like, a lot of them are retarded. It's like their cousins or their GED. I'm being serious. A lot of them are retarded. And then if you look, because we used to mow the penitentiaries, and we will mow the medium and the low. So if you look at the officers that they put in those prisons compared to what we had, like, it's a big difference.
In what prisons?
At the penitentiary of the medium or the low.
Okay.
Yeah. The officers there are totally different from what we had. We had, like, the tiny, nerdy guys. While all the guys with muscles and tattoos were at the penitentiaries.
Right, they're working
like,
at the
like, they kind of knew that.
They're not going to make it over at the penitentiary.
Not only that, not going to make it.
They would never make it.
But it was like, if they put a good-looking officer at the camp, that's what's going to happen.
They're going to get, like, jumped by the female.
Yeah, exactly. I remember one time, we got our TVs taken away for a whole week because we had it. He wasn't even cute. But they asked in the training center.
I do remember.
Because the girls were catcalling him. So we got TVs taken away.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, for like a whole week.
But it's funny. I wouldn't say funny is the right word. But in the 2017 lawsuit where there's 524 women suing the Bureau of Prisons, they were saying that the women were walking... They would have to walk down the hallway and watch, like, dozens of dudes jerking off.
Yeah, right. Which is why we had to change our pants with no... They took our pants with pockets and gave us pants without pockets.
Which makes it easier, in my opinion. It does.
Because they were
with... They gave the girls pants without
everybody,
pockets?
Everybody, the whole complex.
What does that do?
So that you can't... Because they said that guys were putting their hands in their pockets.
They cut the pockets, and they put their hands in their pockets, and then
they... would stick their... They would stick their wieners through the pocket hole, and then beat off when the...
Yeah, exactly. Officers. But so the no pockets, like, you don't have a button or anything.
Right.
So it's easier to put your hands in there. But, like, see, like, it's weird because, like, the female officers sued. But when we go mowing, they do that. They stand at the windows while we're on our mowers, and they're just...
They hold up signs.
Seriously?
Swear, or with their inmate number telling you to write them. Yeah, or they got their junk out and...
Oh, my
gosh. Like, waving it. Yeah, we had a guy named Old Faithful. And every time we mowed, he was right there waiting for us at that table. Same table every day.
Why did you guys call him Old Faithful?
Because he was there every day.
Every time you go in there to mow.
What would he do?
Just sit there and watch us and... Jack off.
And just jack off?
And would you guys ever, like, report it or say anything?
No,
or
it's,
you guys
to me, it's funny.
It's really probably entertaining for you guys, right?
It is.
But it's, like, funny to me. But, like, I mean, other people would probably complain about it. So, like, I feel like they're going to sue over that. Because that's, like, for real. But, like, the whole rape thingy, I don't believe it was rape.
And I saw another story of a woman who was actually knocked up by a prison guard.
Yeah, she was at Coleman.
Do you know that lady?
No. She got shit before we got there.
Okay. Do you think that was a consensual? I mean,
yeah, they're in a relationship now.
They still are in a relationship.
And the officer's wife works at Coleman, and she hates the females.
Wow.
Miss Torres.
Yeah. She hates the females, so she's not allowed to work with us because she's mean.
That's crazy. Did you guys ever think? I mean, when you got what was your first reaction when you first saw that come out, that article? Did you guys?
I laughed. It's crazy. Yeah.
Did you know it was like that before you guys went there?
No. No. I remember the day that I went in and I was in R&D.
Yeah.
The male officer told me that it was like a college. And I was lying. He's like, don't worry. It's not scary. It's like a college.
You couldn't tell me that kind of stuff happened when I first got there. But the first day I had somebody come up to me and they're like, oh, wait till you meet so-and-so. It was her boss. And she's like, we're sleeping together. And I'm like, what?
There was another inmate that said that?
So it's just like a common thing.
Yes.
Yeah. It's just like a college dorm.
For
inmates and correctional officers just humping everywhere.
Yeah. For the 14 women, I guarantee you, that are on the lawsuit, there's another 28 or not more.
And bobs. Like,
that have had sexual relations with officers and stuff.
Because I know a lot that are not in the lawsuit. Which, like, I find that that's okay because they got caught and they got in trouble and some of them got shipped, some of them went to county, but they're not in the lawsuit.
Why don't you think some of them are in the lawsuit? Why do you think some? Do you think
because
they
know it's not rape? Yeah, they chose. You chose if you wanted to be there or not. And I felt like they knew it wasn't rape, so they didn't want no part of it.
You would think though, it's got to be hard if you're in there and there's all these other girls doing it. Like, hey, we're gonna get all this. We're gonna get millions. To not just join them, be like, okay, I'll join in on the lawsuit if I get a piece of it. What's 100 grand? Screw it. You know what I mean? It's hard to say that. I don't know. Maybe their morals are higher than that. But
exactly.
Is that is that the case?
I think that's what it comes down to. Yeah. Or some of them just don't want it out there. Like they'll take it to their grave.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can see that.
So what is the Bureau of Prisons doing to fight against it?
I think everything's the same right now.
I think that they really can't.
Yeah.
Because it's hard. There's not really, it's rape regardless. If enough girls come out and say that they had sexual relations with these guys, at some point, it's like, whether it was consensual or not, it's against the rules, and they're going to have to pay.
There's no way to prove it now because, like, the officers that were involved in a lawsuit kind of were sleeping with inmates.
Yeah.
So it's easy. Like, if I was sleeping with an officer and I wanted to sue, I slept with him, so I know what everything looked like. So I could tell her what it looked like. So it's easier for her to say.
You mean like what his junk looked like?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So it's easier for her to describe it when the investigation comes. Because half those girls I know really didn't have sex with them. But it's easier because there's a lot of officers that are not involved that did have sex with inmates.
That they're throwing them under the bus either way.
No, there's some that are not in, that did have sex with them and they're not listed.
They're not listed.
Oh, really?
Yes. And it's harder to prove because not everybody talks about them. So you can't say that the officer from Unicorn. You can't really describe it if nobody tells you what it looks like. But he was sleeping with people.
So it's that like a main question they ask? Like,
yeah.
To identify the guy? Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, if you claim rape, you got to tell them how it looks like.
Or they try to get you to set them up. You get it
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did anything like that happen when you guys were locked up?
Yeah. Who was it? It was leaving R&D on their way out. And she agreed to set one of the officers up. And she actually got a semen sample on her shirt or something. She saved it, and he was hit.
What do you think these girls, I mean, have you guys been speaking, like, out against this publicly at all before this?
No, see, or? I posted it on Facebook, and a lot of them deleted me.
They did.
Because I so called them liars. Know? Yeah, I said they were liars, and they didn't like it, they can delete me. So they did.
Wow. Well, they definitely are taking advantage of the laws. You know, whether it was consensual or not, there's no way that they're not going to win, or they're not going to get a settlement.
Oh, they're definitely going to win.
They're definitely going to get a settlement, right?
Right.
But I don't see how it's going to change anything in the prison system. I don't see that. I don't see, do you guys see any way that the prison system will ever change in the near future or even down the road?
I don't, because when the female officer sued, nothing changed. They changed our pants and that was it. That was it.
To the no pockets.
Yeah, no pockets. And it did nothing. They still do it.
You were arrested for possession or trafficking of meth, right? And yours was...
Distribution.
Mm-hmm. You crossed the Mexican border with it from Mexico to here?
Mm-hmm. With how much?
With 15 kilos.
Just you or?
No, me and my best friend.
Were you living in Mexico at the time?
No, I was living in Vegas.
You just went down there, picked it up, and were bringing it back?
Pretty much.
How do you get caught?
How did that situation become, like?
I had a friend that she was involved with it, and then she told me, and I was young. I was like, well, I'm still young, but I was younger. And
how old were you at the time?
19.
Okay.
And I thought that it would be a great idea because, like, they were just flashing around money and they were promising all these things, like nice cars and houses and a lot of money. Like, it was a lot of money.
Right. They paid you.
How much?
When you brought it over, right?
Yeah.
How much did you get paid?
So you get $15,000. It's not that much, but.
It's a nice lick.
Yeah. I mean, for nice just to cross change, it. For sure. But then on top of that, they're just giving you money, like, every single day. Like, thousands of dollars.
Who's actually giving you the money?
The people.
Like the cartel or?
Basically, the people that were organizing all of it were giving you money. Like, they paid off my bank account because I was, like, overdrafted. They gave me money to go shopping. They gave me money to get things in Mexico. Like, they paid for the car, everything.
Right, they want to keep you happy, so you'll keep.
Yeah, like, they'll pay for your rent. They'll buy you cars. They'll do whatever you want, whatever you want.
And this was a regular thing? You were crossing the border, bringing in?
No, I only went twice.
Oh, okay. And you got busted the second time?
The second time?
Yeah.
Tell them how you got caught.
Yeah. How were you transporting it? Like, how were you hiding it?
They have, I forgot what they call it, but they call it something. And they, like, basically, like, build a compartment inside the car.
Mm-hmm.
And they hide it in there. Okay. So when we got caught, like, I probably would have never even went to prison. But the border was closed, and I didn't, like, it was my second time. Like, I don't know what to do when the border's closed.
Yeah.
So I see everybody going one way, so I went that same way. Well, that way is, like, a sentry lane, and you need a special pass to go in that lane. And I didn't know that. So when you go in that lane and you don't have the pass, you automatically have to go to secondary inspection.
Oh, no.
So that's how we got caught. Like, secondary, we had to go to the x-ray, and then the x-ray didn't see anything inside the car. So then they're doing the... They're asking us questions and everything. They're checking the car. They brought the canine. Canine didn't smell anything in the car. Well, they knew it because one of the density levels in the seats were different. One was like 13, another one was like higher. So they knew since the density levels were higher on one side, there was something in it. So they had like shred the car in pieces and they like got it. And then, of course, we were arrested.
Wow.
So you're arrested at the board. Then where do they take you from there?
Immigration.
To immigration?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
And so how long are you there for?
I was there for a day, but it was like... worst ever because you're in a room with kids that have lice
and with was, kids
yeah
like how old kids
like kids all the kids from immigration were there like there were babies there and the way the immigration was set up like you're sleeping on the floor kids and all
what?
And they have like diapers and bottles and everything that you need here they feed you cold food it was horrible and I was only there for a couple hours and it was horrible
and there's literal babies in there
babies in immigration
and how are they taking care of the babies
with the things that the people
are their parents there
yeah
okay
they're there with their parents
oh okay
either waiting for paperwork or waiting to get deported but they're there with their parents but they have lice and it was kind of creepy because you're passing through the rooms and there's literally one room set up where the mom and the kids and the mom's brushing the lice out their kid their hair it's like bad and then they feed you like bricks. And it's like, it's tortilla, and it's cold eggs, and it's cold potatoes. And you got a certain amount of time to eat it. And then the marshals came and got us and took us to the airport, which was probably the most embarrassing thing ever. And then...
Why was it embarrassing?
Because you're going to the airport
with people. And they walk you through with cuffs and everything.
Yeah, and they're walking you through. So everybody knows, like, you just got arrested. And they took us to MCC, which is a prison in California. And then...
State prison?
No, it's a federal holding detention.
And then they ship you to Florida?
No, we got out on bond. Oh. And then we were out for, like, a year or two, and then we got sentenced.
And then what, you took it to trial, or?
No, I did not take a trial.
You just took
Everybody told me not to take a trial because you automatically get the max.
Yeah, if when you lose, yeah.
Yeah. No, like, they'll find something to put on
you. Oh, they'll
like,
figure
even
it
if
out.
You didn't get arrested for that, they're finding something to get you with.
Yeah, because there's no way that they could there's no way that they could afford to take cases to trial. So they just they just kind of like lie and stack stuff to make it to where you have no choice but to take a plea.
Yeah, because we were gonna take a trial first because the car wasn't under my name. Like, how can you prove that I knew it was in there?
Right.
So I was gonna take a trial, but everybody told me not to. So I just took the plea agreement.
And the plea was for what? Would you say 2 years? Or
the plea was actually for a year and a day.
Okay.
And they gave me 3 years.
And then shipped you to Coleman?
No, I moved to Florida because my family was here because I was pregnant. And then they let me have the baby, and then I had a self-surrender at Coleman.
And that's where you did the remainder of your time at?
Mm-hmm. And how about you?
What?
What was your story of how you got arrested or got busted?
Really, I was kind of brought up around...
A little bit closer.
Brought up around... drugs most of my life, so it was just kind of like normal for me to get some and sell it and make some money. And
in Florida?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So were you like cooking meth or what?
No, I never never cooked meth. No, we had this guy that we got it from. His name was Wild Man.
Wild Man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, and so. you just distributed it?
Yeah.
And how did you get caught distributing it?
I guess the county that we were in had been trying to get this guy, Wildman, for a while, and they couldn't for some reason or the other. So they brought in DEA, and the feds eventually got involved. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
How long were you in prison for?
4 years, almost 4 years.
Almost 4 years. Mm-hmm. Yours almost doesn't even seem as bad as hers. And you got more time.
Right.
How did that happen?
I don't know how it works. I know that they look at your stuff and they decide.
And your priors.
Decide differently for everybody.
Really?
And conspiracies more. And, like, conspiracies, like, I think automatically 5 years. And then, like, the judge was kind of, like, lenient because it's common to see young girls get pulled over in Mexico.
Yeah, because the young, because I could see how someone like yourself, like, trafficking something or, like, driving a car full of meth, you're not really a high level target in like the whole operation. You're just kind of like a pawn. You're just like, here's some cash. Do this for us.
Yeah, basically, they want to catch the big guys. Yeah. So they were basically saying that we were like young and naive, and we were just like the tiny people that they use basically to like get what they wanted.
Right.
But I'm just like, I'm lucky that we had what we had and not something different, because you don't know what you're bringing in the car back. Like, you could be
so you didn't even know what you had.
No. You could be bringing, like, guns. You could be bringing money. You could be bringing anything. You don't know. You just go down there with a car. And they take it from you. They load it up, and they bring it back. And then you just got to drive it back. You don't even know where it's at.
So they... What are the instructions? Like,
basically.
This guy just says, go to this address.
They say, go to Mexico. Go to the first gas station you see. Buy a track phone. Then you do that. And then you call him. And then he says, okay, now go to this place. Someone's going to be waiting for you. So we do that. Then they say, get in this taxi, which is kind of like, now that I think about it, like, I probably could have died. They probably could have killed me.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then we meet some other guy, and they take us to a hotel, and then we leave the car at the bottom with the keys inside, and they pick up the car, and then they bring the car back. And then the next day, we got to get the car washed, and we got to go shopping to make it look like we did something in Mexico, and then we leave, and that's it.
Sounds like an episode of that Locked Up Abroad show.
Yeah.
That's like how all
or Breaking Bad.
Right. That's pretty much. And then, like, they were already waiting for us at the border because somebody snitched us out because she got caught first.
And so you were with one other girl?
I was with my best friend, but we didn't know that they sent two of us at the same time. Mm. Like, two vehicles. So they sent two vehicles at the same time, same hotel, same everything. Well, she got caught first.
Crossing the border?
Crossing the border. Mm. And she knew what car we were in. So she snitched us out.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Your so best friend?
Waiting. No, she was in the car with me.
Oh, okay. The other car snitched you.
So they knew. Like, I feel like even if I wasn't in secondary, I mean, in that lane, I probably would have got caught.
They probably would have found you.
Yeah.
What happened to your best friend? Did she get the same time you did? Mm-hmm. Same thing?
Mm-hmm. Now, when you guys got out of prison, like, was there any kind of special, any kind of, like, special treatment or any kind of, like, structure set up for you guys to, like, build a new life once you guys got out? Like jobs or any kind of income or any kind of housing? Or what was there when you guys finally got released? Like, what did you guys have to do?
Do you mean, like, through the BOP?
Yeah, like, through the BOP, through, like, the system. Did they help you guys get back on your feet in any way or give you guys any sort of, like, guidance?
Like, you go to the halfway house, and that's basically to help you get back on your feet. You have to get a job. And, yeah, but I don't really think
it helps us. We got to pay,
right,
like, a lot of our check to stay there, which I'd rather not even stay there.
Mm-hmm.
You got to eat their food if you don't like it. You got to buy something different. They don't help you find jobs.
There's no resources at all, like, through them.
They just give you a piece of paper that tells you who's hiring, and then you got to go apply.
Yeah.
I don't even think they give you bus passes if you don't have a car.
I think the very first time you get a bus pass. But after that,
you got to figure it out.
Yeah.
And that's it. And then they give you, like, a voucher to shop at Goodwill the very first time.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And that's it.
That's crazy. It's almost like they want people to get sucked back into the system.
That's kind of how I feel like. Even prison, even Coleman
itself. I can definitely see that.
Like, we've had our unit manager, she used to tell us it was a job security. Like, for her.
Right. To get them just coming back.
She wants you to come back, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. She used to see that all the time. And she did. They don't help you at Coleman either. The counselors don't help you. The case managers don't help you. I feel like they just don't care.
There's so many of us, though. Like, and they're understaffed, and they don't care. They just push your paperwork and get you out.
They just kind of show up. They just show up and do their job. They barely show up.
When they do show up, they hide from you. They don't want to talk to you. They barely do open house. They don't want to
help. That's sad. Really is sad. It's a fucked up system.
It is sad because it's super hard to get back out and on your feet. And, like, that is the reason why a lot of people go back, is you don't have the resources. You don't have the help that you need.
Right. And would you say most of the girls that were in there with you guys in there for drugs?
Yeah, or fraud.
Drugs or fraud?
Yeah.
If there were any young girls out there who were getting busted for anything, whether it be drug trafficking or whatever, they're about to go spend a lot of time in prison, what advice would you give them?
Think about your consequences.
What does that mean?
Like, before you do it, if you're going to take drugs across the border or... just don't get arrested. Don't go to prison.
Well, what about, like, if they have no choice, they're already busted, they're going to prison,
don't go to Coleman.
Don't go to Coleman?
I'm serious. If I didn't have kids, I probably wouldn't have learned my lesson because it's not like a real prison. So the reason why I learned my lesson is because I have kids. So I was away from them. So it was hard. But if I didn't have kids, I wouldn't have mind being there because I had fun sometimes.
Right, and being in there didn't really...
It didn't, like, doesn't discipline you.
Like,
want
to make you change when you get
out. It's like a game.
And you meet, like, some really good people, but really, nobody's your friend.
Yeah.
Nobody's your friend. Well.
Well, you guys made friends, right?
You had a baby daddy, too, though, right? Wasn't that hard? Not seeing him? Because, I mean, a lot of people say that when they go in there and they have, like, a wife or a girlfriend, that they will, like, cut it off beforehand because they know that just, like, the pain of not being able to see them or, like, being jealous of them, like, cheating on them is too much. So they just end it before they go in.
Yeah. Well, the guy that I was talking about earlier, I wasn't with him when we were in.
Okay.
When I was in Coleman.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it's true. It just makes your time easier. You're not worried about what they're doing. You don't have to worry about if they don't answer the phone. Like,
And you only get 300 minutes a month. So if you're worried about a boyfriend, like, your minutes are gone in one day.
You're done.
And you're done for the whole month.
The next 29 days, you're just like.
Right, you're just waiting to talk to them again, wondering what they're doing.
And how many kids did you have?
I had two.
You had two? Did they visit you at all when you were in? Oh, okay.
Yeah, they have children day and stuff like that.
Oh, really?
For the kids, yeah.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Yeah.
Was there any bad times in there for you guys, like, with the prison guards? Did they ever try to... pursue relationships with you or guys or have sex with
there was never any kind of forceful, like, situations where you guys felt kind of, like, vulnerable?
No, I don't think so.
Really?
No, so that's why you
because they put all the nerdy prison guards in there, right?
Yeah.
Is that what you said earlier?
Yeah.
And these guards, they basically know, like, which females they can mess with or not. Like, because they're throwing themselves.
But I feel like they try sometimes. Like, I've had an officer try to hold my hand, but I'm like, no, and that's it. So I don't feel like, that's why I don't feel like it's forced, because it's the same officer that was in there.
Right, they put just the scrawny little nerds like me and him in there as prison guards. All the Jack's gorillas with tattoos are over at the men's prison.
Right.
So that's why you feel like all these women are pretty much lying on the case, and
yeah, I don't feel like
it's consensual. And
right. Well, I know a lot of them were consensual. Like, I know, like, I've had these girls come up to me and tell me that they were doing it.
Well, I mean, it's crazy. It's it means a lot that you guys are coming on here and saying that. You know, not that you guys really have any kind of dog in the fight. Not that you guys really care if the prison saves money or if those girls get paid money. I think it's really controversial that you guys are sticking up for the Bureau of Prisons and their correctional officers versus the women and saying that they're lying. Just the fact that you guys are exposing the truth, I think it's important, and I think it's
admirable.
The truth is the truth, and you guys are exposing it for what it is.
Exactly. That's what I think. What's right is right.
Are there any other notable stories that you think would be interesting for people to hear?
Let's tell them about the time we went hog hunting.
Okay. In the camp at Coleman?
Yeah. In camp.
Did they give you guys guns?
Yeah, no, like hunting with what?
No, that's like another charge. But we were bored one day, and you're in, what is it? It used to be a wildlife sanctuary?
There's a conservation. It's like 200 and some acres of just, it's for gopher turtles and indigo snakes, but there's a lot of like wildlife. There's hogs.
There's foxes.
Coyotes.
They used to have wild horses, but they had to get rid of them.
Oh, really?
No, for real, yeah.
Why did they get rid of the horses?
Because it's a lawsuit, like insurance. Like, so somebody got hit by a horse. Like, I'm serious.
Run over by a horse?
Yeah, damn. Like they said it was like an insurance thingy that they couldn't have the horses there. So they had to get rid of the wild horses.
Damn, so how did you guys go hog hunting without a gun?
So
hogs are dangerous.
Yeah.
I mean, they're all right as long as you approach them from the rear.
Well, what are you hunting them with?
They just grabbed them. Like, we were
just trying to, wrestle one down?
Yes.
Yeah, they were bored. Well, we were waiting to go. Where were we going? Media, maybe?
I don't remember.
We were going mowing somewhere, and we were waiting. We were in the gator.
Yeah.
Right? Was it a gator?
It was the gator.
And we were in the gator, and I was in the middle? I don't remember where I was at, but I remember I had hot coffee, and it went everywhere. And then a spider came, and I was yelling because the spider was, like, it was, like, a big spider. And it was, like, on the gator while she's driving, and I felt like she was going to crash. And then they just hop out of the gator and catch these little piggies. And the piggies are crying. The mama ran away somewhere.
So you're catching, like, the little baby hogs?
Yeah.
Did you catch one?
They caught
one.
You caught one?
What'd you do with it?
They like just let it go. I mean, you can't really do anything with it. But
like,
it was,
we can't take it.
It was just for the camp. Sport.
You can't bring it in.
Catch and release.
No. Yeah. They tried to catch an armadillo one time.
Oh. Wow, have you ever tried to chase an armadillo?
Yeah, I have tried to chase an armadillo.
Help.
They're crazy.
They are crazy.
My uncle has this driveway where there's like a sewer, a ditch sewer that goes like underneath the driveway. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So he would chase it into one end of it, and then he'd wait on the other end for it to come out, and he had a pitchfork. And he pitchforks the armadillos on the other side, and he like flings them into the woods.
Oh, he didn't eat it?
He's a crazy redneck. No, he just kills it.
Oh, yeah.
Remember this other time, we go, there's a... The complex, there's a, not training center, where they shoot everything at?
The shooting range.
Oh, the shooting range.
Short course.
Okay, so there's a shooting range there. And sometimes we'd be mowing, and they'd be having those little bombs on the floor, and they, like, what is it, inside of it, pepper spray or something?
It's CS gas is what it is.
CS gas?
They just leave
tear gas.
They leave everything on the floor. Yeah. So if you, like, run over it, like, you're crying.
No.
Yeah. The thingy, but we used to go to the shooting range because there's no cameras. They really can't see you in there. And we used to have water fights there, slip and slides.
In the shooting range?
In a shooting range, yeah.
Oh my there's, God.
And there's the big hill in the back.
Yeah.
You know, to catch the bullets. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they set up slip and slide and everything. Like, chicks are in their sports bras. And
just slipping around?
Slipping around, slip and sliding.
Is this where the Girls Gone Wild scene comes in?
It's just a
is
lot.
Is that what you guys were talking about, Girls Gone Wild?
Not only that, like, we have parties for Halloween and
New Year's.
And all the units go into one unit, and we have a multi-purpose room. And they all go into multi-purpose room. Everybody's dressed up. Some are not even dressed up.
Where did you guys get your costumes?
They make it.
They make really? Them.
Yeah, like paper.
What were you guys? What was your costume?
No, we didn't dress up.
Oh. So there was this one girl. She literally had a string because, you know, you could crochet in there. And a lot of girls made their own outfits. But this one girl had two paper pumpkins and a string, and that was it. Like... Yeah. Another or the one. Laundry bag. Do you know, like, a net laundry bag?
Yeah.
Like a mesh bag?
Yeah.
Yeah, she had that.
Just that.
Just that on.
Just that, yeah.
Wow.
And they go in a multi-purpose room, and we play music, and they, like, dance. They give each other lap dances. They
The girls do?
Yeah. Yes.
So yeah. How many girls are in there at that, at
like
that 400.
Party? 400. No, not everybody, because camp has a lot of old people.
Older, yeah. Okay.
A lot of old people.
Probably about half. About there's It's packed.
So it's like 100 or 200 women in there. Yeah. Partying.
Just,
How many girls would you say were like your guys' age, like 20s?
I was the youngest.
You were the youngest?
Yeah, I was. Jocelyn was afterwards, but I was the youngest.
Probably about half. It's pretty evenly ranged. Like,
well, it depends on what age. Like 30 through 20, I want to say like probably like 30 girls. The rest are like in their 40s.
A little older.
Yeah.
Okay. Higher. Were any of the old women like? Walking around with pumpkins on their boobs without any kind of like scantily clad.
I don't think so. No, but what did happen was there was an older lady. She had been down for a long time. Which she one? Had like life. I don't remember her name. Juanita. Yes. Yeah, so this girl, she's dancing and stripping, and they pull Juanita out and set this chair up and set her in it. And this girl just like going to
she
town.
She used to be a stripper on the street.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Dancing on her, and like this chick. She like licks her back.
Juanita licked her back?
Yeah. Yes. It was serious.
Why she's dancing.
It was serious.
Was there any like drugs or alcohol ever? Yeah.
So
there?
We were on lockdown when I first got there. I don't think you were there yet. We were on lockdown for I want to say a month maybe. I'm not going to say forever. For like a month. But it felt like forever.
Yeah.
Because they found, I want to say a pound of meth in one of the warehouses.
A pound of meth?
Yeah. In the pallets.
Yeah, so they don't know. It could have been an officer because I don't see an inmate doing it.
Yeah, what would an inmate do with a pound of meth?
Well, they were trying to get it to the men's inside
and
the men's.
Sell it. Oh. Mm-hmm.
So it was in a pallet that we either ones we do the boxes that go into the men's prison.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like in one of the shipments, pretty much. And somebody found it and snitched it out. So an officer is not going to say they did it,
mm-hmm. right? Of course,
but I'm pretty sure it was an officer because why would like we're not going to get paid for it,
right?
Like they are.
What about like contraband? Was there like a lot of contraband going around in there where they're like were like girls like trying to figure out how to like smuggle dildos into the prison? Or?
So I don't know about dildos, but like everything's contraband. Earrings that they don't sell there is contraband. Panties are contraband. What else? Like
really?
Anything that they don't sell on commissary is contraband.
Okay.
So there was like there's some girls like I told you. They would sleep with officers for, like, earrings. Like, the little $5 packets that you buy at Claire's.
Yeah.
And then they would sell every individual earrings for $5. Mm-hmm. And then there were some girls that they would get Suboxone in, and girls would buy Suboxones. What else?
I know that.
Candy. Stupid things like that. Like
gummy
candy
worms.
That like, you don't get on commissary. They will get it from the officers.
And big thing. Eyelashes were big. Like,
makeup.
So is this some of the reason that... Is this... Part of the reason that some of the girls would sleep with the guards because they'd bring them presents like that, yep. like contraband.
Well, they would sleep with them first and then slowly.
So the guard, oh my God. So he's like bringing her gifts.
Yeah.
Like instead of flowers, you bring her some gummy worms.
Yeah.
Or we alcohol had one, or cigarettes.
Cigarettes.
We had one that was pretty young and like I knew her and we were close there. She's not in the lawsuit and she was sleeping with officers for like lobster.
Lobster, she's bringing in lobster.
Damn.
Shrimp. She was walking around the
that
compound
girl
eating
was
it.
Yeah.
Living.
And like she everybody knew about it pretty much because
this
she,
dude was going to Red Lobster bringing yeah, an Admiral Beast.
Jeez.
And she would just do it for that and then she got her friend involved. Like a girl came on the compound, she thought the girl was pretty and she told her, "Hey, this is what I'm doing. I think you're pretty. You want to come join me?" And that's when the threesomes came involved and then they were both getting things. And then other girls would get jealous and snitched them out.
And snitch on them.
Yeah. And then they got shipped because they were doing it. They're not in a lawsuit, though. But we knew they were doing it.
Wow. That's crazy. It's so insane because you think that any normal person without any kind of knowledge of what you guys are talking about that would see that article, they're like, oh, my God, we knew those girls get raped in prison. Right. That's so fucked up. You know what I mean? Like you would just exactly. assume that girls are getting taken advantage of. Someone who didn't know what it was mm-hmm. actually like.
Right.
So it's crazy to hear these stories from you guys. Yeah.
And there's a lot of girls that know it's a lie. Like when I posted it on my Facebook, a lot of people were like, "Oh my God, poor girls." And then me and a couple of girls that were in Coleman were like, "No, like no poor girls. Like they knew what they're doing.
Yeah. Poor guys. Like
right.
Some of them.
There was a lot of girls that were in Coleman that know it's a lie.
That's heavy.
Did you guys ever get caught with any contraband or anything?
We had a lot of drops. Like, I told you that I had, I didn't tell you guys. I had a cell phone when I was in prison. Had it for a long time. I had it from November to July. And I felt like that's why D. Camilla, he was an investigator. I felt like that's why he was following us. I didn't know at first it was because DeMuro was sleeping with an officer. I felt like he was following us because he knew we had phones. Uh-huh. And he wanted to get the phones. So we got rid of, well, we didn't get rid of them. What happened was we buried them, and we forgot where we buried them at.
They could not find them.
We couldn't find it. We tore up the woods so bad. Like, if you walked back there, it looked like animals were there. Like, there was holes everywhere.
Have you ever seen that movie, Holes?
Oh, yeah.
That's what it was like. We spent 2 weeks digging.
Trying to find the phones.
We could not find it.
So it's like a free-for-all. I mean, it wouldn't be hard to, like, just go outside and call somebody, right? Like, it's pretty easy to hide a phone.
Or you could just be in your room and call somebody.
Really?
Yeah.
So the most thing you have to worry about is somebody, like your neighbor or somebody.
Like an iPhone? Or are we talking like a Nokia brick phone?
No, it's not like, I had like a phone.
Like a smartphone.
Yeah. Really?
Where do you get Instagram, the phone?
People drop-ups, and then you pick them up.
Just somebody.
When they come visit you, and because we worked landscape outside facilities, like, you know, it's just free range. You go on the road and they drop it, you pick it up.
Oh, so they just toss it somewhere in the grass or something mm-hmm. and...
Who tosses it?
People?
Visitors like and stuff?
Ask.
Oh, like people that you guys know that would come visit you.
Right.
Oh, I got it. Wow.
Yeah, I had a...
I heard that drones would drop shit in sometimes into prisons.
No? I don't know. Not in ours.
Maybe, like, a fenced-in prison, like the men's. That would make sense.
Yeah.
Too much work for what you guys were doing.
It was too easy to just...
Yeah.
You could actually even meet somebody and just be like, here, you know?
Literally, like, I remember one time we were driving, and we saw this car, and we know, like, everybody that... Not people that work there, but the cars that are allowed to be driving around are all white.
Okay.
Every single one of them are white, and they have a number, M something, like M4, M27. They're all tagged. Well, we saw, like, this golden van, and he was probably dropping something off for somebody. But we followed him all the way. Like, he was walking around there. We followed him, and he didn't drop nothing off. I'm pretty sure he ended up dropping something because those girls in the articles took it. And then somebody else snitched on them. Not about taking the drop, but that they're with officers because they got mad that their drop got took.
So there's no fences at this place. You could just, like, drive by.
In the camp, there's no fences. Like, the penitentiary's fenced in, the medium's fenced in, and the lowest fenced in. Everything else, you can just drive. And it's open complex. You could just drive inside of it.
That's crazy.
And people live there. There's a little boy that rides his bike.
Like, what?
He lives on the complex. He rides his bike. We used to drive right next to him.
What, he had, like, a house? There's a house?
There's
houses everywhere.
Cars. Little kids play outside. There's, like, little, like, play sets. On the complex, like right next to like the penitentiary, actually.
Yeah, they bought up all the houses on the property, and like they turned them into like the mail house or
safety house,
sort house, haunted house. They turned one of the houses into a haunted house for the staff and their kids.
And if you go in there, it's like actually like a haunted house. I remember we went in there one time. We're not allowed in there, but we went in there, and I was scared because the floor shakes and everything. It's like there's like clowns in the.
So it's like a real deal.
Yeah, she's scary though.
So girls would just, like, even though it was so wide open, you could easily just walk off and just disappear. Yeah. So
and you don't.
What would keep the girls from staying in and not running, just leaving?
And why? Why risk it?
Added 5 years to your sentence, it's just if not like, more.
Right. Like, it's not that bad there.
It's really not.
Yeah.
So
you might as well just do the time and get it behind you. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What about the guys' part of the camp? That's there, too?
They don't have a camp at Coleman.
Oh, no.
They have a low. And they can go outside to, like, rec, but they're still fenced in.
Right. It's nothing like where
so
you guys
you could see them, like, when you're outside?
Yes.
Yeah. Really?
Like, we used to mow.
And they would catcall you and talk to you?
Yeah. Well, see, the perimeter, they have perimeters there. And if you got caught talking to them, you get in trouble.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah. But they have perimeters. Like, a lot of them will talk to us from there. But usually they're
they weren't, like, lined up, pulling their pants down.
So they
hey, girl.
When you go inside, because it's like the complex, and then... It's fenced. Well, then there's a no man's land where the inmates can't go into. So we have to go inside and mow it. But there's another fence for where they're at, like their wreck and stuff. Mm-hmm. When we're in there mowing, you can see they're multi. Like, literally, if I'm on the weed eater, I can look up and there'll be like a guy right here, and all that's blocking us is the wall and the window, and he can talk to you. So they'll be lined up in the multi, and it's all glass windows.
The multi is basically like a big room where they have like computers, the computers, and everybody just kind of hangs out, a lot of tables, mm-hmm. where,
and know, they'll all be there lined up with signs and with their penis out. Like, I would be embarrassed if I was a guy, because like everybody has it out,
right?
And they're just all talking to you.
They're all just next to each other with their dicks out.
Yeah, they're telling you to bounce on the mower. Yeah. They're like,
yeah.
What are the signs?
They're literally like
to call them
to write.
Oh,
them.
Like call me or
inmate
write
them. Numbers. Yeah,
inmate numbers. A lot of them just want to talk to you.
So they're like barbarians, dude.
It's bad.
Just like literal like baboons.
Yeah.
I had a friend that she used to go in there and do things on purpose. Like, she would suck her thumb.
Like, just to like tease just them.
Like, yeah. Them all yeah. Oh my
right in front God. Of them. She'll suck her thumb. She'll play with her boobs. She will like bounce extra. Like, because you're already bouncing on a mower.
Yeah. Yeah.
But she would like bounce extra.
That's fucked.
Well, yeah, those guys are probably loving it.
They are. Yeah, you know they were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is the most fucked up thing either of you guys saw the whole time you were in there? Like the one thing that's just like you cannot unsee that. I feel like you got something, Jesse.
So, I mean, just there was these two girls, and I mean it's not like unusual to see two girls going at it, but the two girls that it was like these very large very
God.
Large girls, and they were just going to town. It was bad. It was
what were they like, doing?
They were having sex.
Like what, like scissoring each other?
I don't even know, there was so much going on, like
it was just
so much shooting everywhere.
Oh my God,
it was
God.
So bad.
And where are they doing that at?
In
their room?
Bunk. Yes.
Yeah. You just so walk bad. By and you see it going
yeah.
down.
Yeah, you usually see that a lot. And I think that's Priya too. And they, yeah. they consider
lots
that
of
rape.
Lots of lesbians in there?
Yeah. And they, well, not a lot, actually.
Not even that they're lesbians. They're just doing it because they're inside, right?
A lot of girls
gay
are just
for
gay
the stay.
For stay. Yeah.
Gay for the stay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, I know this girl. She's still in prison. She got shipped. She was only with her girlfriend because her girlfriend had money and would buy her a commissary.
Right.
And
put
she
money in the books
yeah,
and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
And she would, like, send money to her family and everything.
Really?
Then we have officers. Some of them are not listed in there. But he will buy, like, McDonald's for the girls, coffee in the morning.
It's the little things in life.
Yeah. Like, but the thing is, like, we don't have that every day. So, like, a lot of girls take advantage of it. But if, like, an officer will bring you coffee that you don't have inside, like,
right.
you kind of, like, you want more. And, like, you like I don't know. It's like, I never did anything with an officer. And I feel like I didn't have to because I had officers buy me things all the time. And I didn't do anything with them. Like, I know I used to.
So you were the exception.
Not that. Like, I was the. I worked at Unicorn, and I was the distribution manager at Unicorn. So I had to oversee the whole warehouse. So, like, if they asked me to do something, like, they need a report, like, right there and then, like, I want you to bring me in Arizona, like, a mucho mango, Arizona, and then I'll do it for you. And then they'll bring it to me. My bosses knew I had a phone, and they didn't snitch on me. What
really?
Else? Yeah. Like, a lot of them, like, I grew bonds with my bosses. Like, and it kind of sucks because, like, you don't really, like.
You kind of became friends with them?
Yeah. And it sucks because, like, you really can't, like, talk to them on outside. Because.
When you leave?
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least not for, like, I think
do you
it's
miss
a
any
year.
Of them? Do you miss them?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I do.
Aw.
Yeah, I miss my old bosses. One of them went to, I don't know where he went. He went to a different one. He was only in the female prisons for, like, a year, and he said he hated it. He'd rather work with juveniles, and he says they're the worst. They throw shit at you.
Yeah.
They, like, literally shit.
Juveniles?
Yes.
Yeah.
He says they were the worst, but he'd rather work there because he said that he knows what working with women consists of. Like, he knows that a girl can say, hey, he did this, and that's it. He's done.
Yeah.
So he didn't want to be there.
Right. It's too much risk.
Yeah. That he didn't want to be there at all. I got really close to him. When I had my phone, I got on Facebook one time and put Merry Christmas. And he was on my Facebook for some reason. I don't know why. And he told me to delete it because he's seen it. And he knew I had a phone. And I did. But
they were either your buddy or they knew that you knew something that would compromise them.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
They didn't
care. Nice. Yeah. They either wow. like really cared about you or they knew that if I get you fired or if I tell on you, you're going to take me down type
yeah.
thing.
God, that's crazy.
Yeah.
It's almost like, yeah, like you always got a you always got a target on your back if you're
you
a correctional officer at the women's prison because like if you any of them get pissed at you, they can just make up a story and get you axed.
But not only like an officer, like I told you, I was the manager there, and there's two girls. They didn't like me at all, and it's because they wanted my job. and which I don't like. I don't care about. It's a prison job. We got paid 13 cents an hour. Like, I don't care about that. But they wanted it, and so she said that she was gonna send me to county, and we all know what that means. She was gonna say that to be one officer. And she did.
She's going to say what?
That was sleeping with an officer.
Okay.
To get me sent to county. And she did. And I got sent to the Camilla. And he asked me. And I told him no. Because I really wasn't. And then that was it. But, like, if he wanted to, he could have took me to county. And I could have got shipped. Just because of something that somebody else said.
Oh, yeah. That happens.
All the time.
I got sent to county for 40 days over this.
Yeah. They just say it. Yeah. They say, like, they can say you've seen it. Or that they've seen you do it. And you're going to county. And that's it. Like, no questions asked until you get to county.
Are there a lot of female correctional officers in there, in the women's side?
Yeah.
No, it's about even.
We have Cologne.
I feel like the female officers have got to be bitches.
Some of them are. Some of them are, some of them are not. Like, we had one, she was a cokehead. Like, she did coke, like, bad, bad. And she picked and chose who she wanted. Like, you can't go to other units. So I lived in F3, and they lived in F2. So if I wanted to go F2, I had to go out of bounds, and I can get in trouble. Mm. So it all depends with the officers. Like, I thought when she caught me, that's it. Like, I was going to get a shot. But she didn't. Like, she just said, I know you're not from this unit, so you owe me one, basically. That's what she told me.
What does that mean?
Like, if she wants me to do something, I got to do it for her afterwards, basically. Right, it might be something stupid. Like, it might be, like help her take another inmate down or, like, do, like, extra work for her. Like, do something, like, stupid.
Yeah.
Two mucho mangoes.
But it would be like stuff like that. And then we had some officers that didn't care if he went out of bounds.
Yeah.
Like on the Christmas party, was it Christmas? New Year's party? The officer came upstairs and straight up told us that he didn't care. He knew we were all out of bounds. He just wanted us to stay inside so the cameras didn't see us.
Off camera.
He said stay off cameras and that's it.
I can't see them being assholes.
We had some.
Really?
We had
trying to assert their dominance or authority in like a female. Really?
Yeah, Mr. Simmons, some of them. The white one, was that him? I was scared of him. And I was only scared because I had a phone. And he was so sneaky. Like, he was so, like, he wanted to catch somebody to do something. He would hold his keys. Because when they walk, their keys dangle. So you can hear them coming. So he would hold his keys so you can't hear him. And he would, like, look over. Like, he would go in somebody else's cubicle and look over the wall to see what you were doing. Like, he was creepy. What about Phelps? He walked. We can't like wash our clothes by hands and dry them. So if you were like washing your panties, he will walk in your room and grab your panties with a pencil and walk around the whole unit with them during count. Yeah, I swear.
He was just creepy. To like embarrass you, or
no, just because he was weird.
Just to be weird.
Like if somebody would, if he was in there, I would have believed it because he was weird.
Yeah, he was super creepy. But the women push him out. Like,
yeah, they know what to say. They get you out. They know.
To get the officer out of there.
If they don't like you, like, you're not going to last. Like, the mean ones don't last because they write cop-outs. I'm serious. Really? They write, like, papers, and then they send it to, like, the warden and, like, the higher authorities lying.
And they get
like,
them out of
there. Wow. Yeah. So the women really do run the prison.
Pretty much, yeah.
That's wild.
Pretty much. There's, like, yeah, the girl officers don't even like being with us. Like, nobody likes, I feel like their worst part of the day is working at the camp. Nobody likes working at the camp.
No,
they don't. They hate it.
But even if it was all women, like, you still have that issue too, because there was female guards having relationships too.
Yeah,
with the women,
gay female officers having relationship with females.
Really?
Yeah.
Are there any women?
Are they? Are there any
in that case?
No.
Seven.
There's male officers.
Seven men. Yeah.
Yeah.
Seven
there was
male
my old bunkie. She was in a relationship with a female there.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And I knew about it. Like, I used to buy, when she left, I would buy her girlfriend, like, candies and shit from the commissary. I don't know why, because she can get it herself. She's an officer. But I used to do it.
Are you guys allowed to stay in touch, or do you stay in touch with anybody that's in
We're really prison? Not allowed to stay in touch.
You're not allowed because you're on probation or whatever. Yeah.
But
you would, though, because you made some friends.
Yeah, I made some pretty good friends. And, like, my case, like, I've asked my probation officer to talk to a lot of the girls.
Mm-hmm. So I'm sure it helps them, too. Like, I'm sure, like, giving them some sort of, like, inspiration for when they get out, or keeping in touch with them really helps them.
Yeah, just that support.
Yeah, definitely.
Goes a long way in there.
Yeah, because, like, in there, like, we really didn't have anybody besides each other, like, in there. So it's kind of like, how can you, like, lose that bond?
Yeah, for sure.
I don't have the video of my phone, but I used to have videos of when I had my phone of the camp. I used to take videos of, like, the girls on the gators.
Oh,
and we'll go
you mean through. When you were in there, you were videoing with the phones?
Yeah.
You could have started, like, your own YouTube channel.
I could have, but I probably would have got caught.
That's so funny.
Hey, guys, it's Dulce.
Reporting live
just on the gator
Golden.
Hog hunting today.
Right. But they made, we made trails in there. We used to go in the gators, and like I will videotape. I'm in a truck listening to music, and somebody else is driving, and I'll videotape the girls on the trails, like just going through the woods and stuff.
Yeah.
Then one of the trails led you to like this big old field of nothing, and the girls used to go there and smoke cigarettes. And
oh, really?
I got all that on video too. What else? It's not because I like I wasn't doing it to like be vindictive or anything.
Right, you're just
I thought
fun.
It was cool, and I was showing my family like, look, this is what this is. Don't worry, this is where I'm at.
We're good.
Yeah. You're sending your family videos of you guys.
Yeah.
Fucking around on the gators.
Yeah.
That's
and then
hilarious.
We were cutting wood and stuff. I remember one time.
Cutting wood?
Yeah, we had to split wood.
Split wood.
Oh, shit.
For the men.
Wood splitters.
One time we were there and I had like this really bad. We were at the wood tent and this is where we used to bury our phones at. This is why we lost the phones because we had to switch the location. We were there and I had a bad feeling. So I kept telling the girls to leave. So we buried the phones inside the dirt and it wasn't really covered. If you would have kicked it, you could have found the bag. And when we had left, we told our boss because he knew we had them. Mm-hmm. We came back, we told him that we're going to go cut grass. Mm-hmm. So we get on our mowers, and as soon as I go down the road, the wood tent is, like, over here. And I see, like, canines and D. Camilla. Everybody's at the wood tent looking for something. They brought canines. And I'm pretty sure they're looking for drugs because the canine
right.
was there.
Right.
But, like, they didn't find nothing. They didn't even find cigarette butts. And, like, that's everywhere at the wood tent because that's what they did was smoke cigarettes. And later we missed them by, like, a minute. Like, they would have pulled up to us on our phones.
Damn.
Oh, man.
And what would have happened if they would have pulled up and you guys were doing that?
We probably would have got in trouble. No, we would have got in trouble. Like, a lot of trouble. We probably would have, like,
county.
It depends.
County time.
County
they
jail.
Can, if they want to, they can charge. They
it
can
depends
put,
what kind of officer it was, right?
No, D. Camilla's sending you to county.
Oh,
he's head of SIS, so he's definitely, you're in trouble.
But it depends. Like, they can, you can just lose good days or you can get a whole new charge for the contraband. Mm. It depends on what they want to do.
Damn.
But then, like, one of the girls on the thingy, her co-defendant's in the medium.
One of the girls on the lawsuit.
Yeah. Her co-defendant is in the medium, and they've had bags, like big pounds of bags of tobacco dropped off, buried in the woods. It's probably still there because she was too chicken to bring it inside the medium. And they were supposed to throw it over the fence for the guys to get it. It was tobacco. It was Suboxones, cigarettes. They had officers that they knew that are not in there that they would sleep with, bring cigarette packets to their boyfriends or their friends in the medium and the low.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
It's like that.
That's heavy.
And that's what, like, I'm saying, like, they pick and choose. Like, they sleep with these officers and everything's okay. But once they get mad, they want to do the lawsuit.
Right.
Because the same girl is sleeping with so much more officers. And one of them wasn't even sleeping with them at all. She just said she was.
So what do you think happens to this lawsuit and these girls and stuff? Do you think do they get anything out
of
it?
I feel like they're going to get something, but I feel like they shouldn't. Like, they really shouldn't.
Yeah, either way, they're going to get something because...
Yeah, definitely.
Because those officers broke the law by engaging in that relationship with those girls in the first place.
But not all of them were in it. Like, the girl, Kara, she never slept with those officers.
Yeah.
At all. She wasn't forced to. Like, we were in landscaping together.
Really?
And they didn't like her. Like, I know because I was cool with the bosses. They did not like her. And then she said something in her statement. She said that that Van tried to sleep with her.
That who did?
Van.
Was our boss at landscape.
Okay.
She said that he tried to sleep with her.
Okay.
And she said it in there. And that she got fired because Clater and Phillips.
No. Van and Phillips, I thought.
No, she said that she got fired because Phillips and Clater tried to force her to sleep with Van, and that she got fired because she wouldn't. Van and Phillips don't even like each other. So why would Phillips be helping Van? Why would he be forcing her to sleep with Van if they don't like each other? So it's like, that made no sense.
Like, they despise each other. They don't even speak to each other when they pass each other, so.
They don't like each other at all. And then, like, Kara, she would we'll be in a car with Van. I remember one time the Batwing got stuck.
So who is Van?
One of the guys in the...
One of the correctional officers.
Yes. Okay. He was our boss at Lansky.
Okay.
One time, the Batwing got stuck in a sinkhole. We have sinkholes there.
What's a Batwing?
Tractor.
Okay.
And mower.
Okay.
We got stuck in a sinkhole, so we had to get the... Is it called the cat? Or is it called
the cat.
Else?
A front end loader.
We had to get that to pull it out. So we had to have Van there because we're way off. Like, we're out of bounds. Like, completely. Out of bounds. So we had to get him to help us pull it. And she was in, he was in the car and I was in there and two other girls were in there and like, she's like straight up making comments like how good she can give him head and how like making comments, like throwing herself at him.
Really?
Yes. Like in front of all of, she didn't care. She was laughing off thinking it was cute. And he's looking at her like, Like, she was disgusting. And then she's going to say that, and it didn't happen. Like, she threw herself at him so many times.
How old is this girl?
She's like 32, 30, maybe. 32.
And how old is this guy, Van?
Like 50. He's like 40-something. He looks older than he is.
He had to retire. Like, he was at the retiring point. He only had a year left.
Really? Yeah. So he was an older dude.
Yeah.
And he was still just like, ew, lady, like, stop.
Yeah, because she was, like, way coming on to him. Like, way. Like, she was, like, making it known that she wanted to be with him.
Which is probably why she said what she said in the lawsuit, because right. He didn't.
You think she's kind of, like, resentful that yes. none of the prison yeah. guards wanted her?
Yeah, like, absolutely. she was really skinny, and she, like, she came on to them. Like, she got kicked out of Tallahassee. She got shipped in Tallahassee because she had a relationship with a lieutenant, and like she told me, like, it was a full-blown relationship. She was in contact with him everything afterwards, and then she came to Coleman where everybody's doing it, so she wanted to do it to get things. So, but like, nobody did it. I think maybe she had a relationship.
So she's pissed.
Yeah, well, she was mad because she got fired, because working at landscaping, you have more privilege, you can go more places. And so she used to go to the medium and mow
the same
piece of grass every day. Like, that grass was dead. Like, it was, like, dead.
And she's just mowing it every day.
She's just mowing it every day, the same spot. Like, that's so obvious. Just to see her boyfriend that was in there. Like, I think he has, like, life or something.
Yeah, I think he does.
But so when she got fired, that's when she did that. Like, she wanted revenge because she got fired, because now she can't see her boyfriend anymore.
God, that's such a fucked up situation.
Yeah, and I think that she even said, because she's due to get out soon, right?
Yeah.
That if she can't get a time cut,
she wants it for
she
him.
She wants it for her boyfriend. That has life in the medium over this lawsuit.
So wait, they can get in an exchange, instead of getting money from the settlement, they can get time cut?
Yep.
Really? Mm-hmm. I didn't see that in the article.
And she wants to give the time cut to her boyfriend.
Right. Yeah, I doubt they're going to do that. They're not going to do that.
They don't do stuff like that.
No. But she wanted to. That's what she was doing it. And then I had Amanda a couple of days before I left. She had told me that she was going to bring them down. She said she was going to bring Van down, Phillips down, Clear down, everybody down, because she was mad that she got fired.
She got fired, yep.
And she was fired because they messed up a mower. Like, they ran over, like, something. Mm. And the paint got everywhere, and the tire was messed up, and it was just bad. And they knew, like the head boss, not Van, but, like, the head boss knew that she was picking up drops, she was planning to bring it to the medium, that she had a phone. Like, they knew she wasn't really working, that she was just there for the extra privilege. So she got mad that she got fired. And she did it. Then the whole, like, I'm surprised, like, Officer Lieutenant Gonzalez, he's a lieutenant at the penitentiary. I'm surprised he's in there, because, like, when I left, they were good. Like, we used to meet him to get pastries down the road. And she used to, like, she volunteered to work at the penitentiary so she could be with him, because he didn't work at the camp. So I'm surprised that he was even involved in the lawsuit. And her friend Rebecca, she's in there. Rebecca, he used to give Rebecca information about her because Amanda went to county over it. So when she was in county, he's a lieutenant. He knows. Mm-hmm. So he would come get Rebecca in the morning and tell her information about Amanda, because, like, he knew. So I'm surprised they even threw him under the bus.
That's insane. Mm-hmm. So a lot of these officers are completely innocent, is what you're saying.
They're not completely innocent, because they did have sex.
Yeah.
Oh, so all of them did. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, got you.
All of them did?
Which, I don't know if the majority of them did. Most of them did. All the females. Like, like, if you were to see some of the girls in that.
<You'd be laughs> in like, the lawsuit? Hell no.
Yes, if you were to see them, you'll be like,
No way.
If you're going to take it from somebody, if you're going to throw them down and take it, it's going to be somebody that, you know, is appealing, right?
Right, the cream of the crop.
Right.
Like, you're not, like Orsini, she's, like, her stomach touches the floor.
And she's in the lawsuit?
Yes. And she told us straight up that she, like, she was over being in prison. She was in there for forever. Not really forever. I think she was, like, 7 years.
She had 5 years, and somehow she got reindicted, like, while she was in prison. I've never even heard of that, but she ended up with, I think, 15 years total.
But she was a liar, so I don't know. She probably had 15
Big
years
time.
To begin with.
Right.
She said she had money overseas, which was a lie. Mm-hmm. She had all these thingies.
She was a mortgage broker there for fraud.
And she was also a lawyer.
No, she said she was a lawyer.
I'm saying she was also a lawyer.
A lawyer. Yeah.
She's a lawyer and a mortgage broker that was in there for fraud.
Yeah. And she used to do people's, which is that's like a crime itself. Which she used, like,
you can't run a business in prison.
She used to do people's paperwork.
Yeah.
And file, do, like, appeals and stuff.
Yeah.
And they would all get denied. But she used to, and she would charge them like hundreds of dollars to do it. And they'll all come back denied. Every single one of them, because she's not a real lawyer. But, like, I doubt an officer touched her, and she said it. Who else was it? Maggie
Leon.
I don't couple things that we didn't.
I don't think that ever
What's up with Maggie?
It's just the way she...
Oh, speaking of Maggie, she actually... So there was... She worked in welding.
She was the... Wasn't she the tool room clerk?
Yeah, in welding. So there was another girl that worked in welding, and she found a book where Maggie had written in it, and it said... It was like comments that she was going to say about the officer, what they did. And it's like, it was basically notes what she was going to say in this lawsuit.
The story she was going to give. Yeah. And so what, somebody found the book?
Yeah. When the word got out that she found it, she got like punished?
No, nothing happened to her. Who? They thought the girl was lying. Yeah. That found the notebook is what happened. So nothing ever happened.
But it was, like, it sounds crazy there.
It is crazy.
Is this notebook like evidence in the lawsuit at all? Are they using it?
No, I doubt it. They thought the girl was lying about it.
Really?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure Maggie got rid of it after that.
Well, somebody got rid of it.
Yeah, sure. Definitely.
And there was another girl. She's out already. She was looking for a way out. Her daughter, like, was sick. I doubt she slept with any officer. She probably said it at the time because she wanted time cut. She ended up getting time cut afterwards, but I don't think.
She got a compassionate release because her daughter was sick. Trump let her out.
Yeah.
Trump let her out?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I think she had like a couple months with her daughter before she died.
Yeah, it was nice. Speaking of legit businesses, do you remember when you guys, like, that girl that did the massages? One Tooth Wonder.
What was it, Natasha?
Natasha, One Tooth Wonder. So I think it was my birthday or something, and they gave me a voucher for a free massage. She did vaginal massages. Wall massages. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I never turned it in. No.
Yeah. She didn't.
Saving it for a rainy day.
No.
Took a rain check on the vaginal wall massage.
It's because, like, we did it, like, kind of like it was a gag gift.
It was
like
a gag. We knew. If you've seen this chick, like, literally she has one tooth, like.
Oh.
And, like, but she really did do these massages.
Did she really? Yeah. And people took her up on them?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
It sounds nuts.
It really does. It sounds
just like
way,
a free-for-all.
It sounds like a free-for-all. Like, way gnarlier, even, like, gnarlier than the Orange is the New Black show.
It definitely is Orange is the New. They don't have nothing on Coleman.
Really?
Nothing on Coleman.
No, I don't.
Coleman needs its own show.
It really does.
Damn. We got to smuggle a video camera in there, let them start, like, turning, like...
It won't be hard.
Producing a show in there.
It won't. Like, the other day I was on Facebook, and I saw the same thing I used to do, so that's how I knew. But there was this girl, and she was taking pictures inside her cubicle on her bunk with the sheet up. I'm like, bro, you're so retarded. Like, you're going to get caught. Like, officers check our Facebook. Like,
do they really?
Yes. Like, I told you checked my status. I didn't post pictures of me in prison. I do now because I'm gone. So, like, if I'm bored, like, I'll post a picture, like, when I was in prison. And the other prisoners know that I had a phone now. But they didn't know
then. Right, then, yeah.
But she posted a picture in her bunk, like, in her cubicle. Like, wearing her grays.
Right,
while
in her
she's
grays.
Still in there.
You can see the brick wall with the bunk beds and, like...
With her little flashlight. Like, you can tell. Light. Yeah, the book light. And her sheets up. Like, you can see it in the picture.
Oh, my God.
It's crazy.
Are you guys worried about, like, any of these girls... Like, coming after you or anything for speaking out against them? Or
I wrote Amanda on Facebook. Because
I wrote about this?
No, I didn't tell her I was doing this. I called her a liar. I told her she was a liar. And if her baby daddy and her co-defendant knew that, like, basically, like, she was, like, a snitch. And she blocked me.
She blocked you on Facebook?
Yeah. She blocked me. So then I wrote her from fake Facebook, too. And she still blocked me.
But she's not worried about it. Because, I mean, like I said, the truth is the truth. And
right.
What can you do? Like, what are you going to do?
Yeah, and it's not only us. Like, I had a girl that said, basically, like, she posted the article, too, and she said that if the feds were to come and get her for her to testify on their behalf, she would. Like, she
really?
Would go. Yeah, she would go and say, like, Your Honor, like, these girls are lying. Like, I'm here.
What if the feds came to you guys and asked you guys to testify on their behalf? Would you?
Like, I would say they're lying. Yeah, I would say they're lying.
Really?
They are lying. I don't feel like they should get money because it's a lie.
Mm.
I mean, they did have sex, right. But the whole, like,
that's but being raped.
The right. whole, like, right. I'm fear of being trapped, I'm fear of corners, I'm scared of being alone, like, all that is a lie.
Right, they play it up to the fullest.
They're making, like, more mental trauma so they can get more money.
Yeah, they're making a way crazier story out of it, making it seem like it was something that was not.
Right.
Well, damn.
Yeah, maybe we'll have to touch base when the case is over or something.
Definitely.
And see how that turns out.
Yeah, for sure.
How long does that like go on for, you think?
Or I don't know.
Mine,
how long has it been going for?
Yeah, how long? When did it start? You know, did it start when the article was posted, or
I think before. That it came out when the art, like, you know, that's when it, but no, before that, because it was, this was going on when I was still locked up, and that was months ago.
Yeah,
almost a year ago.
Yeah. Wow.
So
I'm sure this stuff could go on for years.
Right, I'm sure that whole process takes a long time.
I'm pretty sure.
Well, thank you guys for doing that. Thank you guys for coming on here and telling your stories and exposing the truth to the this whole fiasco that's going on inside the prison camps with the rape scandals. And let's do a part two eventually. When this thing wraps up, let's follow back up.
Definitely.
Cool.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks, girls. Good night, everybody.